Good morning and welcome once more to Holminster's Church at Home. A couple of people have asked me over the past week about our Sunday service. They're wondering, is it meant to be traditional, modern, contemporary, or a mixture? They're never quite sure what to expect. People worship in different ways, and if we were open, our minister was open, we would hold on a Sunday at least three different services, and often four. So a lot of people to bring together in a 30-minute service on a Sunday morning whilst we do church at home. But we hope that there will be something in the service that you will feel comfortable with. And it is an opportunity to bring us together, despite our different preferences of worship, that we can actually come together and praise God. It's not an easy task, but it is a great opportunity, as I say, for all of us to come together and worship. So we're going to begin our service now as we join with Holminster Choir as they sing Praise to the Holiest in the Height. Joining in that fantastic hymn of praise, we now turn to God in prayer. Lord, you have taught us that all our doings without love are worth nothing. Send your Holy Spirit and pour into our hearts that most excellent gift of love, the true bond of peace and of all virtues, without which whoever lives is counted dead before you. Grant this for your only Son, Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. So we turn to our Bible reading. This morning, the verses will be read by Lisa, verses from St. Matthew's Gospel, where Jesus continues to speak to his disciples. After Lisa has read the verses, Dan will speak to us.
A student is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the student to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. If the head of the house has been called Beelzebub, how much more the members of his household? So do not be afraid of them. There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father. And even the very hairs of your head are numbered. So don't be afraid, you are worth more than many sparrows. Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before men, I will disown him before my Father in heaven. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And anyone who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hello. Well, those are tricky, hard-hitting verses. And there were some tough sayings that we've just heard Lisa read for us. In a sense, they, as we read them, they leave us in a challenging place. And I've read these verses of scripture in different translations and different versions of the Bible this week. And though they all use slightly different language, there's an underlying message that being challenged as we're equipped and sent out is a good thing here. Because we're having to be reminded again as Christians about what commitment to Jesus is all about. And what's also important, of course, is the context in which these verses were written. So let's explore the context, the commitment, and the challenge. First, the context of the chapter. Well, we heard last week by Frank as he explored the backstory to the first part of chapter 10 in Matthew's Gospel. Those themes of compassion and godly eyes that Frank mentioned are so relevant as we explore this passage and the second half of this chapter today. Because the chapter begins with Jesus gathering the 12, those young lads, those early disciples around him. And Jesus gave them authority to drive out evil spirits, to heal every disease and sickness. And Jesus knew he was sending them out into some tough situations, but he gave them authority and he prepared them for the challenge. And then in today's reading, we begin with this example of the student-teacher analogy. Now, of course, in rank, a student is not above their teacher or a servant above their master. But the good student does try to imitate their teacher. You might remember someone from school or college, perhaps the imitator. And if you can't think of anyone, perhaps it was you. But that person who is a good servant, who tries to respond to the master's wishes, to follow in the master's will. And then in verse 26, we read that Jesus says, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of those to whom you'll take this good news." And as we hear those verses, and as we hear those words, "Do not be afraid," they might be words that land more as a kind of comforting message, an encouragement to you perhaps. Especially for most of us at Hull Minster, those of us who belong to Hull Minster, we know it to be a positive place in the heart of Hull, a place of friendship, a place where there's safe community. And yet for some in the world, for those that Jesus was speaking to then, but also many that Jesus speaks to right now, and maybe for you, maybe even in your household or in your family, it is actually an incredibly bold thing, a courageous thing, to declare faith in Jesus, to claim that he is able and above all things in your life. That might be a claim for which you're met with persecution or rejection. It certainly is for many across our world. And what's important today is to reflect on our own commitment to Christ, on your commitment to Christ, recognising that here he's not calling us to be consumers, but to be committed to speak of Christ, to act of Christ, to live out his love even in the face of opposition. In the face of a world that perhaps at times struggles with brave, sacrificial, committed, sincere love, to speak into that world. And I wonder if there's some truth in the phrase that we become the people we're expected to be. We become the people we're expected to be. Well, if we become the people we're expected to be in Christ, then let's hold on to the expectation that we are to live wholeheartedly, completely committed to the will and the works of our Heavenly Father, to respond to his call, to reflect Christ's likeness above all things. It's quite a responsibility, but it's a huge opportunity too. And knowing the context and the invitation to live in commitment to Christ, we must accept the challenge of this passage, one which feels so relevant to our current situations, to the times that we're living in. Because it's not simply about a physical act of turning up or an online act of tuning in, but it's about stepping up and out, about being his hands and his feet, about giving a voice to the voiceless, about grappling with what commitment should and could look like in our context, and doing all this from a place of acknowledging that these tough verses flow from the truth that God loves you. God is love. Not God loves you if, but God loves you. And it's because of that outpouring of love, that life-changing revelation, it's because of that love that Jesus commands us to go and share this good news that we've received. And as we're sent out, as we share his love, we go knowing that we probably definitely will be met with resistance, tension, and even hostility to the gospel. But go confident, and go confident knowing that next week, Peter is going to unpack the final part of this chapter, which is all about God's reward. Amen.
So those verses create many challenges. How do we measure the love of our family against the love that we have for God? difficult if we try and measure it in human terms. Obviously, we love our families. Obviously, they're going to come first, often in our lives. But the love that we have for God is immeasurable, and it's above and beyond all the love that we share in our lives with our families and our friends. God's love is above and beyond all that. So I hope that helps us as we try to think through those difficult verses that Dan has just had to speak on. Now we put aside all our challenges as we hand over to Bishop Frank, who's now going to lead us in prayer.
Faithful Creator, whose mercy never fails, deepen our faithfulness to you and to your living word, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In our prayers for the week ahead, we weigh both the joys and challenges that come with faithful discipleship and pray that Jesus, who is Lord of life, will indeed hear our prayer. Lord, in the early days of the pandemic, all seemed cut back and bare, and we were fearful for our lives. We recognise in those days much was lost and many people dear to us died. As we begin to emerge into the more hopeful days, plant the seed of your word and cause us to grow again in faith and love. Jesus, Lord of life, hear our prayer. Lord of all the world, we recognise that many people have been faced with hard decisions to make in their work over these months. For those who have lost their jobs, or who have had to close their businesses, or break the news of redundancy to others, we ask for a special strength and pray that new opportunities will be discovered and new beginnings experienced. Jesus, Lord of life, hear our prayer. Creative Lord, we thank you for the imagination which has flourished and the refreshment found by many in these days. Sustain these new beginnings and protect the early growth as friends and family, neighbours and colleagues set out on new adventures. Jesus, Lord of life, hear our prayer. Protecting Father, be with us as we and others take the first tentative steps in reopening churches and other places of worship. Provide solace, comfort, stability and dignity, and build up your people for all that the future will hold in faith and hope and love. Jesus, Lord of life, hear our prayer. And as you, Jesus, the life-giving Lord, have taught us, we, from many traditions, cultures and nations, join our prayers with one another and with you as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
So another week of Church at Home has passed, and we are a week nearer to Reverend Dominic Black and his family joining us here in Hull. On the Lifeline you will see details of how Dominic is going to arrive in Hull on his bicycle with his son Ben, having cycled from Middlesbrough to the Minster. This is a long way and he's been sponsored with funds for Hull Minster. Further details of how you can contribute to this will be on Hull Minster webpage or social media in the next couple of weeks. Again, you may want to give to Holminster and the work that the Minster is involved in. So you will see on our screen now how that can be done following on the Holminster web pages. We are thankful for people's generosity, both through finance and through gifts of time. And so let us thank God now for those gifts. Heavenly Father, you know the needs of each one of us, and you give to us in abundance. As we offer you our gifts of money and of time, we give thanks for all that we have comes from you, and of your own do you give to us. Amen. So before we join in our worship song, I would just like to thank everyone for the good wishes after Matt Woodcock shared on Radio 2 the honour of receiving the Maundy purse. Yes, I did get a letter from the Queen. I think Dan will be displaying that now. And I'm very proud to have received it. I was due to go to Windsor Castle and receive the Maundy purse at the service that was to be held there, and then to have lunch with the Queen and all the other guests that were there that day. However, due to the coronavirus, this had to be cancelled, so it was a disappointment. The Maundy purse remains safely with me, and when I get the opportunity and we get back into the Minster, I will bring it into the Minster and share it with all of you. As I mentioned back in the church, unfortunately, it will be a while before we can join together in worship together in the building. However, on Friday, the 26th of June, the Minster will be opening from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just for 4 hours, Friday, Saturday and Sunday of each week. But it is important that we remember this is purely for individual prayer. There will only be 10 people allowed in the building at any one time for prayer. But please be patient, and eventually we will be able to worship and celebrate again there. So please keep praying for our country, and do continue to join us in church from home. Anne Richards is now going to lead us in our worship song.
Like you do, God. You know just what to do. I will love you, Lord, my strength. I will love you, Lord, my shield. I will love you, Lord, my rock. Forever, all my days, I will love you, God.
Our service draws to a close in a moment as we share God's blessing. However, if you would like to stay connected, there is a wonderful version of Handel's Messiah, I Know That My Redeemer Liveth. This has been recorded by Elle, a member of our church family. And I hope that you will stay and listen to it and just take in the peace and the joy that this piece of music brings. So God the Father, who has given to his Son the name above every name, strengthen you to proclaim Christ as Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you, be with those that you love and those that you struggle to love, this day and always. Amen.
Oh,